Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Welcome all to our fun show of the month, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. This is Epic Episode 11, the star date of March 1st, 2022. Welcome to the Space Age Bachelor Pad, my friends, and our newest blog talk radio show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. This is based on my book, which is the hit book. You can find it all bookstores, online, and at other really cool places in the country. If you're man enough to get your hands on one. Well, I welcome you all to the Bachelor's Den, America. Enter at your own risk, as usual. It's the Bachelor Nation, my friends, inside the world of America's favorite guilty pleasure, brought to you by your illustrious host. And as always, this is a Von Wiehunt show production. And no, tonight we are not broadcasting from Ukraine, as some have asked. Well, Joe Biden tonight is giving his very boring State of the Union speech. Saw a bit of it here in the studio before the show. Not impressed. But instead of watching that Democrat propaganda BS, instead, you can listen to the State of the Union of the American Bachelor on my show. The war on men. Now, Biden will talk about the war in Ukraine. But on my show, we will talk about the continuing war on men in America, which is much, much closer to home. We believe in strengthening our borders here in the homeland, the fatherland. Now, a fan of the show said this. He said, "It's certainly entertaining. I'm an alpha male Generation Xer. I'm currently relaxing in my study before the show. I have some Irish whiskey in my flask, a stogie, my favorite red samurai kimono smoking jacket. My feet are propped up on my 1940s oak desk. My favorite swivel office chair is plush. I'm surrounded by an awesome sword collection. Politically incorrect art, vintage Tiffany lamps, casting an amber glow, and 1,000 books surround my study." It's a swell way, my friend, to spend an evening, he said, listening to your talk radio show on The Bachelor's Den, talking about dames and guy stuff. I concur, Mac Thompson. This long-distance dedication is to you, sir. Well, he goes on to say, this is not a show for the easily offended, the millennial soy boys, or Karens, or leftists, and so on and so on. Now, guys out there, a lot of you forget, this show's on the first Tuesday of the month, whichever way the knife cuts. Last month, it was February the 1st. And again, the show is on March 1st. Numero uno, like our favorite cologne, Numero uno cologne, which we will play later. Everyone loves that ad. Well, I wrote back and said, your bachelor pad sounds kick-ass, Mac. And I am your Generation X host, my friend. Your house and mine sound very similar in furnishings, gadgets, 1,000 or more books, incorrect art, thank God, vintage and Tiffany lamps, guns, swords, World War II daggers, my cool lighter collection from Retro America, and nice leather chairs and sofa. A nice afterglow, no doubt, with a fully stocked bar, imported cigars, even with dog in tow. A .45 caliber pistol and submachine gun by my side, 1960s movie style, while I broadcast live to the nation of America with a K. A little bit of a Russian theme going on tonight with Ukraine. Well, just know this. We are the Good Time Charlie and Charlie's Angels, baby. The Bachelor is part playboy, part warrior, part traveler, part James Bond, part Matt Helm, even sort of like in like Flint. We're a chameleon. There's a little bit of John Wayne in every bachelor in America. The bachelor playboy loves gadgets, cool things, cool cars and cool clothes, cool chicks, cool watches, great travel vacations, as written in the Playboy Manifesto and philosophy by Hugh Hefner. The American bachelor has many edges and facets, like that of a sparkling diamond. Cool to some, edgy to others. Some think he is a hero. Others may think he is a rat pack bastard. Some women think he is the bad boy that they crave. Well, tonight, my friends, is our retro fun radio show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Now, it's a guide for the married man and the single man and everything in between. Now, war is raging right now in Ukraine. Bachelors have been told to pick up a machine gun and fight. And I say, give me that damn machine gun. Let me hit that Soviet Red Beast Army convoy. We want more freedom and liberty, not less. We will fight against Putin's armies. But tonight, on a lighter note, we will talk instead about the battle of the sexes, more closer to home than 10,000 miles away in mighty Europa. We'll mix it up here a little bit. On this show, you'll hear, if you're a new listener, you'll hear a bit more music, some more promos. We'll talk when we feel like it, because we're a man. We don't need constant chatter. We don't need constant reiteration over and over, yeah, like a broken record. So lay back, mix up your cocktail, relax a little bit, get your mind off the news. I know we've all been watching it, of the invasion of Ukraine. We'll talk more about that on our Thursday hard-hitting political show. Get a cocktail tonight or an adult beverage and listen to some good classic retro radio tonight. Because we know that the New World Order and Matrix is coming to get us. But we also know that the infamous, the rogue, the legendary American Bachelor will defeat them all, hands down. And now it's time, my friends, for our Animal House fraternity pledge. We pledge our lives and our treasures to each other, our nation, and our bachelor's den.
I state your name.
I state your name.
do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at Arms, do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman has given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Yes.
Now tonight we do hold in honor the veterans of America, the manly freedom fighters, and make no mistake about it, most of the fighters in the streets are bachelors in the Ukraine. Some are family men. We salute you all the freedom fighters all over the globe, making life for the bachelor even greater and sweeter will be our victory. Now, there is a story of bachelors in Ukraine rushing to the border, walking across it during the Russian invasion, asking for machine guns to fight for their country. The bachelor has always been entrusted for fighting for his land and his people. Now, in the world of Warcraft or video games, did you know that if you were a man in the Ukraine from age 18 to age 60, that you could not leave the country and you had to stay inside Ukraine to fight the Russian bear? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very true. Well, at the start of each show, I hope you've all had a chance to go to your tiki bar, mix a drink or two or three, as I have before the night's festivities. I raise my goblet of wine and my stein of beer to all of you tonight. I salute you all. I am wearing my red velvet smoking jacket instead of my kimono robe tonight with cigar in hand, mafioso style. We are ready to rock and roll, as always. Now, the theme tonight, again, is Long Live the Bachelor King. So put on your cool shades, man. You have arrived. You have made it to the Von Weekend Show special extravaganza. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And tonight, we will talk about the State of the Union of America and the Bachelor in that nation. We will take calls 563-999-3437 after my monologue. Again, 563-999-3437. So glad you're here tonight. It's time to start our epic show from the Matt Hell movie, The Ambushers. Here it is.
Short, 'cause getting you is just
your General Custer. Ah, they get you with the hay.
Hey.
They get you in disguise. They get you with their lips, their hips, and their smile, their style, their eyes. They get you cheek to cheek, down the aisle and up the creek.
Just love that. And here's the promo by Dino himself.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture, The Ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Santa Burger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it. Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go. They get you in a blink, the edge or on the brink. But bam, wham, bam.
It's too much for one Matt Helm, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. They're the ambushers.
Hot damn, wham bam, those honorary ambushers, the blondes, the brunettes, the redheads, they're all their guys. We'll have fun this spring and summer because spring fever is upon us, right? You know what that means. Well, if you don't, call the show, we'll tell you. Okay, well, I would say this. Are you kidding me? People was asking about freedom. It's the greatest. And now you wonder why the people in Ukraine are fighting for it. Well, as a bachelor, you do what you want when you want. You have all the friends and mistresses you want. Live the life you are destined to live. Live the life you want. And then people ask me, well, this and that and the other thing. They'll say, well, what's the alternative? Well, I tell them this. Do you watch TV much? Homer Simpson. Al Bundy. Everybody laughs at Raymond and every other TV dad and husband in the history of Hollywood. What they're really saying in these shows, as I have dissected them for you here on this show, is that when you become a Hollywood dad or a man in flyover country in America, what they're really telling you subliminally and even overtly in your face is that you stopped peaking. You stopped rising. In fact, you've hit your peak yesterday. And you're living a slow death under, let's say, increasing demands, crushing demands of work, taxes, upkeep, maintenance, as you increasingly wish for more and more peace, freedom, and liberty in your life. You live under a perpetual burden of a family, though great, though loving, though wonderful, family's tying you down. But maybe you'd rather be doing something else if truth were known. And aside from what questionable pleasure you get from it, and even enduring and lasting pleasure you get from it, the only benefit is if you're codependent, hoping and planning for retirement, so that only then, magically, can you really do what you want in life. Bachelors are people who do that first, not last. Keep that in mind. It's a very big distinction I want to make. And they're smart enough not to make the same mistake once. How about those apples, America? Look, I've told guys a million times, my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, there's nothing wrong with getting married if you meet the right girl. Just make sure she's the right girl. That's the next distinction I want to make. Don't just marry the first chickie-doo to bat their eyelashes at you, boys. Be a little selective. It's okay once in a while. Be a little discerning. Have a good time with all your broads, all your dames, all your girlfriends. Enjoy them to the max. It's what they're there for. Be a man. Man up. Enjoy your women. With a drink in one hand, a cigar in the other, and a girl under each arm. That's the bachelor way. Nothing wrong with that. Think about it. Well, if you meet the right girl, you'll live happily ever after. I always say people love a happy ending, right? We always like the movie with the happy ending. But The Bachelor, if he doesn't find Mrs. Right, he will not make that mistake once and just enrich an attorney or a law firm. Aren't there billboards, boys, all around town saying, divorce is easy, call me, 1-800-LEGAL. We'll screw you again, right? Don't you see all those billboards around town? I do. They're in every major city and town in America. Our society wants you to get married, then they want you to get divorced. They want to carve up your estate. It's all about the money. Money, money, money. The Benjamins. Cold, hard cash. Capiche? Now, there's a lot of people, I think, in prior generations that stuck together, and I'm glad that they did. A lot of people will have great marriages, and I'm so happy for them, but a lot of people don't meet the soulmate, so to speak. And that's okay. In our crazy world, as I always say on Thursday nights, we're a world of war. It is what it is. And a lot of you guys might find that special gal, and some of you may not. It's okay. Live your own life. Do your own thing. While you're doing that, I guarantee you, you'll get your, as the French say, your je ne sais quoi back, your verve for living again, your verve for life will come back, and the women will start to pop up in the strangest places. I always tell you guys, be on the lookout for the ladies 24/7. As a bachelor, you should never leave your house and think, oh, I'm not going to meet anybody. I'm just going to go to Safeway and buy a quart of milk. And you look like crap, and by God, that's when you're going to meet her. It's God's big joke. The cosmos, the lore of the cosmos, you know, in Indian folklore is called the jokester or the joker. So when you least expect it, expect it. It's happened to me. You leave the house. Ah, nothing's going to happen. I'm going to go to this event, hit this store. Bada boom, bada bing. Find this great girl, then you lose your nerve because you're not looking your best, and she leaves, you never see her again, and then you're in a movie. a bad movie. A B movie, but still a bad movie. But you got to know when to make your move, boys. Know when to strike. Know when to get what you want, when you want. And all part of that is being on top of your game. Got to have game. Well, part of that is wearing the right clothes, maybe. Wear some cool things. You don't have to spend a fortune on that stuff. Just have a cool pair of sneakers, nice pair of dress shoes, a couple slacks, a party shirt, some buff shirts. You'll be good to go. Get your pad ready. That's key. Get your bar ready. That's also key. Have a comfortable place for you and some guests. For you and your lady friend, have a well-stocked bar with snacks. Women love to eat. You know, you should already know that. So have some smokes there. And workable lighters. Thank you. Nothing worse than having a great pad. You go, oh, I ran out of butane in my lighter. I'm a moron. Always have some lighters. Be ready to go. Be ready to smash or pass. And you know what I mean while you're wearing that numero uno cologne.
Numero uno. Four men on a search.
each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering numero uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold. Numero uno green. Numero uno red. Numero uno silver. Four numero uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with the searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero uno.
God, what a great commercial. Let's be playing on American TV and radio 24-7. Well, on this show, you've heard of my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, the hit book. Well, women have got books and tapes, and my God, you walk into a Barnes & Noble bookstore, they have a whole section called Women's Studies or Women's Cultural Studies. Same freaking thing. For men, there's nothing. But this radio show and my book, my goal someday is to have my very own men's cultural section in a Barnes & Noble bookstore to be released at a later date. We are working on that as many, many projects here in the studio. They all take time, effort, and money, as you know.
Von Weehunt is also a prolific writer and a blogger in cyberspace. He details how he worked the American dating scene as a former nightclub prowler turned international man of mystery, 007 style. He generously shares his dynamic insight, wit, advice, and manly wisdom. Vaughn lives in his own swinging retro and modern style space-age bachelor pad, has many friends and admirers, along with his own pack of wolves, visionary, saint, huckster, rebel, snake oil salesman, wise guy, modern-day charlatan, and man about the town, office desk jockey and jack-of-all-trades, entrepreneur, a foot soldier, and braveheart in the corporate cubicle trench warfare of today, bachelor extraordinaire and Hugh Hefner wannabe. Von Lars pulls no punches, like a raging bull boxer in the ring of life. He tells it the way it really is, like an arrow in flight, shoots his intellectual wit and life observations with both barrels, loaded, and takes no prisoners. For his first written Bachelor Manifesto and Man's Man debut to the entire world. Enjoy.
Yes. And if that doesn't work, there's always the Spanish flea that you read about when you were a kid in those magazines. And by the way, you should have this song ready when you bring the women into your pad, your bachelor pad in America. Have like a curtain number one, curtain number two, and curtain number three. It should sound like this.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, a little pirate version there of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Well, on the last show, we talked about the married men who had their honey-do list. Every weekend, they're locked down, big ball and chain. The little Miss Nanny gives them a honey-do list, right? Well, 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 that is what they have to do, because we, as the retro American bachelors, Hugh Hefner in 007 style, have much better things planned for our lives. How about those apples? Very, very true. Now, on the last show, we talked a little bit about some of the themes, like I told you, in Mexico, south of the border, as you should know by now, and committed to memory, the theme down there is, Señor, no money, no honey. That's what they say in Mexico. They've literally said, Señor, Señor, the guy tugged at my shirt, no money, no honey. Unbelievable. Well, there's another guy on the radio. You ever heard these radio ads for these diamond commercials? There's a whole bunch of them, but I don't want to get any of them in trouble. I'll sort of mix them up so the show will stay afloat. Well, he says this. He goes, I send my stone cutters all over the world, and especially to Bangkok, Thailand, to pick out the best diamonds for our customers. Isn't it great? Now your girl can also have a blood diamond mined by slave labor. And when that diamond sparkles and shines, you will be thanking us later. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. So screw you. Just kidding. I just love that commercial. I don't even know which company it is, and we don't want to know. Guys, tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things, the real estate market, the toxic dating environment, and never forget, we live in a couple's world where they say table for two, double occupancy, como señor, but you will be there with your lovely lady or maybe your Goomba friends having a good time. And our lovely ladies and Playboy Playmates, they love hanging out with the awesome bachelors of today. We always talk about these things. Now, one disclaimer I've got to put out there. If this show is too offensive to you, well, then screw you. Just kidding. But if this show is really too offensive to you, then go back to your TV cooking show. Go back to your TV sitcom. You have no business whatsoever being on this show and sucking up our precious space and bandwidth, for God's sakes. So stay home, sit in your corner, pout. Nobody cares about your personal problems. Get over those. Get my book and be a man. Man up. Step up to the plate. Buy The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. You'll be glad you did. Get your adult beverage. I shall be right back. I'll do the same. effing A, kick ass. If you haven't guessed it yet, that song is called Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer. We have some, we'll always be playing the classic 1970s on this show. Well, do you get your woman? Are you getting along? If you're not, call the show. Or do you see the warning signs? Or are you in lovey-dovey bliss? Hopefully the latter. We all know that COVID-19 was a secret government program that changed the dating scene in America. Do the women even respond to you online? Were they comatose and too stupid to respond? Or were they just simply plain cat and mouse to you, the rogue bachelor? Do the women keep to themselves during COVID? Were they going to their girly parties? Or were they actually seeking real men? Women always say, I want to find a real man out there in America. Where's all the real men, they say. But I am the ultimate observer. I look at them and they have fake eyelashes, fake hair extensions, fake contacts. Their eyes are brown. She's wearing blue contacts. Fake boobs, fake ass, fake fingernails even, or toenails. But they want a real man. My other observation is women in America used to burn their bras in the streets. They were militant lesbo packs of wolves. The women out there say, I'm an independent woman. I listen to Helen Reddy. Hear me roar, you MF-er bastard bachelor. But let's all be honest. When you're at the restaurant and the check comes, she immediately subverts back into herself, and she acts like a wench from the American colonies in 1776. Barely utters a word when the bill comes to the restaurant table. Only at that moment, all men know you are then the man in her eyes. You are the man. Because you're paying the bill. But a minute before, she was a brave, independent woman that could take on the Soviet Red Beast armies of the Antichrist Putin in the Ukraine. But the minute the check comes, she's just another notch in your wallet or the wench you lusted for in high school. Amazing, huh? It's amazing how that worked. Well, I would say this, whatever woman you're with, I'm sure there's a lot of great women out there. I hear a lot of good stories too, but we're poking fun at some things because that's my prerogative. If you don't like it, turn the channel. We don't care. We're never, ever looking for the chance to be the biggest show because the biggest shows suck. We're just trying to be the best radio show, the cutting edge show that your mother warned you about. Well, does your woman work with you or against you? This is one big, big issue you need to be thinking about, gents. Because American women, not all now, some good ones out there, there are some gems, but many American women have been trained by their militant, feminist mothers and sisters and, you know, nurse ratchet type managers. They've been trained to work against you. And against your interests, they've been trained to be the dream killers of your life, to shoot down your dream, to shoot down your lust for life. She wants to get rid of your dream. She wants to get rid of your friends. She wants to get rid of all the things you used to enjoy. She wants to redecorate your place and make it look like a dollhouse, not a real house. She wants to get rid of and attack the beer in the fridge. Your Playboy bar is out the window. Is your woman like this? Is she a succubus in American society, a demonic female succubus? Well, they are out there sucking a young man's blood. And this is you. Dial the show if and only if you're man enough. And I'll wait for your call.
Thank you.
Italia, Italia. I love the Italian music in the show. I like the music in the show. Yes, I am your Germanic warlord, but part of my Italian side comes out in this show. So we will pay homage to it. I am the alpha male on the show, Gambino Mafioso style. And you are my crew, put it that way, my street crew. And together, well, together we'll conquer the world. You already know that. One brick at a time, Rome was built, one day at a time. Doesn't happen overnight, boys. If you have a dream out there, pursue it. Make things happen. Well, don't forget, even President Nixon was a bachelor at one time.
Mr. Nixon, the president obviously feels that when you raised the possibility, though you said you did not believe it in yourself, in it yourself, that the peace negotiations were being linked to an effort to elect Hubert Humphrey, that the president clearly feels that in raising that, you yourself ended your moratorium on bringing peace negotiations into the political campaign. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would respond to it by pointing out that the president reads the newspapers, as I do, and there's been a great deal of discussion. In fact, there was a UPI report from Washington indicating that there was a lot of speculation that there were insiders in the White House staff who were attempting to work out some sort of a settlement and that the president was going to be used for that purpose. And it seemed to me that I was being quite responsible in nailing that and making it clear that I did not share the views of those that thought the president would use these negotiations politically. And incidentally, I don't. I think President Johnson wants to bring this war to an end. I think he'd like to have a bombing pause, provided it isn't going to cost American lives, that it will save lives rather than cost them. I don't go along with those that think that he's going to play politics with this. I made that statement, and I would think...
Yes. Now, my point in playing that to you is whenever you're put on the spot, guys, be like Tricky Dick Nixon. Always have your answer ready. Always have an answer ready. You see, he never flinched. He, boom, put that out there to the Washington press corps. Just a little political sidebar, if you will. Tricky Dick, like John Wayne, is in every American bachelor in the nation.
Los Angeles weather.
Low overcast tonight, low around 58, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 68. No smog, beaches now 62, Valley 66, downtown 65, Orange County 66.
Don't dare stare at the Illustrated Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get to a call here to our tech wizard, the Irish pirate, calling from his compound somewhere in Phoenix. Mr. Pirate, how are you doing tonight, sir?
You have reached that bachelor maniac and tech wizard that's hiding out right now in the wonderful warm weather of Arizona. Trying basically
yes.
to stay up for a massive party. I worked all night last night, and I taught children how to play chess all day. It's one of the longest days I've ever done, and still stayed up for the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show just in order to be able to push my opinion out there and be able to say I'm living at the top of it, and there's nothing.
Yes, you're living at the top of your game, man. The top of your game, Irish. And we all know that sleep is for the weak.
It rotates.
Well, we have to crash sometimes, right?
Well, the question is, when you're not sleeping, is it because you're motivated or because you're a slave? That's the real question. I do it because I'm motivated to do what I do. Right now it's Tuesdays, which makes sense because you're going to do an extended program in a school. Mondays and Fridays are going to be for the holidays. Wednesdays are for the half days. Thursdays are for the sporting events, which nothing against those, but I'm in a different spot, and I'm actually coming in when school is in session. So, you know, it's hard to grab a bus and just go over and play some football during the middle of the day. So it
right.
might as well be me. And on top of that,
that's right.
I'm allowed to push my opinion in front of children, which most people are not allowed to do, and nobody is going to complain when I do it. And that's the other thing. It's not like there's, some radical agenda that nobody knows about. Like today, for example, I had a really good time. I said, hey, let's talk about really, really dumb scientists. And people are getting off on it. I was telling things like, there are scientists out there that actually believe that the deeper the dirt is, the older it is. When I thought the whole planet was the same age, it's going to be a tough one for them to understand. And the kids just start laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's hilariously funny. So I like that kind of stuff. And
well, do you teach the kids about the war on men in America and the war on the bachelor? Biden and the government and the media.
I'm not sure if I can get to the bachelor part pre-puberty, but I can definitely tell them that there's definitely a desire to divide the lines between boys and girls, Finn.
Right.
And try to push you to one side or another immediately while you're still in school, trying to figure out which social group you want to hang out with. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you like acting, there's boys and girls in acting. And if you like, even sports, I mean, yeah, they divide the boys and the girls, but that's because they're going to grow to different sizes at different times. But just about every civic event that you could possibly do is both. And the way that I teach chess to children, I am the most, what do I want to say? Well, let's break it down. Chess teachers that are out there, coaches, whatever you want to call them, masters, are 19 to 1
men,
which I have nothing against that. But now you want to teach girls in school. Well, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have to breach some sort of a large barrier that they've already put, the same one that was trying to hold you in. You jumped across it. Now you got to get back across it. So it's kind of a hard thing to do. But I do that because even the 19 to 1 men recruit 9 to 1 boys, which means they're cutting it in half. They're doing the best they can. But I do better. In my 36 years of teaching, I use 3 times more girls than they do on my teams. And I need every last one of them. And when I come to a tournament with a brand new girl, they just want to go hide under a rock because they realize they've never managed to breach that wall. They've never managed to even get close to the wall without saying, boy, that's too tall for me to climb. Well, that's because your idea of what is success is limited to what they told you about your gender. That, like old chess players have to be boys, or they have to be smart, or they have to be – no. In the bachelor world, yeah, there's a lot of smart bachelors out there, but mostly there's independent bachelors. And that attitude boils straight down to kindergarten. Every student out there wants to be able to do their own thing, to pick their own topics for when they're writing on subjects or different groups of people want to get together and you're forced to study in groups of like 3 to 5, like you sometimes do in second and third grade. Hey, you want to be able to be not only to be chosen for a team, if that's what you're looking for, but to create your own team, to be able to say, I have an idea and I want to run with it. And who's with me? And that, I don't care if that's a boy or a girl, and it shouldn't be. All that takes is a willingness to follow a heart. And last I checked, every boy and girl that I know is born with one. Unfortunately, later they try to gang up on you and say, shut that thing off. It's not working for the society I want to create. Well, I got news for you, buddy. The independent spirit that's in every mankind, I like to call them mankinds, because, God started the man and said everything will, push after its kind. So even a woman is a mankind, although primarily, they said a helper, but that doesn't mean they can't be better than the man while they're helping. No problem there. You want to try and shove me into a household where I am in charge when the whole world is messed up and I can find a fantastic woman? Hey, I'm not afraid to delegate if that's what it's going to be. Just let me know what you're good at so at least I can do the rest of the stuff. Anyway, so yeah, I'm training students to think for themselves, to act without having to ask the government or the principal or, God forbid, these districts, which I still haven't even figured out what they do in society at all. I think they're just there to mess things up. It's kind of amazing that the students, if given their own opportunity, to learn according to their own wishes, to do according to their own wishes. They will learn to live independent, and the bachelor spirit will live on in the men. And of course, the women will understand it and will be absolute darling angels to what needs to be done, not only in America, but around the world, to try and serve the needs of future families, of being able to make money independently, just to be able to have a society that doesn't go to war with each other. Because obviously, only hate your neighbor when you yourself have no game. So that's how this works.
That's right. That's so right. And the bachelor is the most hated man in America. Right, because he has game and a lot of people do not.
Well, and therefore, he doesn't have hatred for anyone except for anybody trying to stop him, because they don't have that game. And so, yes, unfortunately, they're out there. And this recently happened to my own daughter. Go ahead.
Right. Let me interject here.
I'll go there.
Irish, this is a State of the Union of the American Bachelor. What do you think is the State of the Union to be on topic tonight? What do you think is the State of the American Bachelor? In your own words, sir, the floor is yours.
I have never seen any group of individuals more lied to than the American public in 2022, that the steamrolling engine of total corporate, governmental, and even just trying to promote neighbor-to-neighbor lies has never been higher. In a world where they're trying to tell you that someone else's opinion of you is more important than knowing who you are, it's a joke. And while you're trying to be that bachelor, that independent individual, someone who can actually create something that somebody would want to get to know, you have the problem of they're telling you that being independent of the government or being independent of the narrative, being independent of how we want to be able to control you into not being yourself is so far more important. And it's like, wow, that's just brainwashing at that point, because a real brain chooses independence. A real brain says, I think I know for me what is already cool and, in a few cases, not cool. Usually cool is what is dependent on what's being cool, and not the I know what I don't want uncool thing, which is what they're telling you. We're going to tell you what's uncool, which is going to change literally at this point in 2022 on a daily basis. And that's what we're seeing. And if they can't scare you with a virus, they're going to scare you with a war, or they're going to scare you with a Karen, or they're going to scare you with a government report that has absolutely no foundation, with some weirdo who doesn't even have a panel or report or anything saying, here's your science. Hey, I joked about you today in school, buddy. I called you the dumb scientist that actually says, I am the science, when you don't even have a report, you don't have a backing panel, you have nothing, and you have more money coming out of the federal government to be able to suit your needs, to be able to say you are the science, than anybody else on the planet, and yet you still can't come up with anything that's real. That to me is truly amazing. And the megalomaniacal attitudes that people have saying, I just want control over everything so I don't have to suffer from the fact that I don't have any game. I mean, I'm sorry. You should lose by proxy. You should lose by default. You should lose the moment you enter the competitive ring. And we're here on this show to be able to say, look, we don't even have to agree. The one thing we're going to support is the fact that you got your own thing going on. And that's why we're supporting each other, because we can appreciate how it can be done differently, yet together, and to be supportive instead of tearing things apart to try and keep everything collectively unified. If there's one thing that's really scary in the term unified school district, it's not school, it's not district, it's the word unified. Who is unifying what? We don't want ideas to be unified. We want independent ideas, perhaps to be collectivized, where somebody's out there shopping, you know, in certain circumstances, what's the best way to go? It's going to be different for everybody. But only independence, only the willingness to challenge the science, challenge the so-called truth, if you know that it might actually have some leaks in it.
Right.
And, of course, to be able to cite a document of some kind that says, this is what I actually have going for me. You can say the words believe in. I do, because I'm a religious man, but there are people
Irish,
out there that want to go
Irish,
on intellect.
The American bachelor, the American young men that you're training, are they learning about the real world? This show's about the men. And you're a great teacher. We need you to help teach the young men and then send the men when they get older to the Von Wehen show. And then we will teach them the rest.
Well, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
These young men, they are starving for reality. I mean, So many of them have a mask shoved on them.
I miss the reality.
They totally didn't get it. Yeah, they have masks shoved on them. They are told what they can and can't get into. Some of the classic stories I can tell you from yesteryears of teaching chess where – one dad was absolutely certain that his son was never going to be much of a man because he looked kind of effeminate when he was younger. And he wanted to play chess instead of football. And it was really funny because on the chessboard, he was more than a growing man. He was a monster. He had more heart than most people I've ever seen in a competitive environment. And his dad didn't get it. And so eventually what happened was, I call the home to try and see if he's coming to the next tournament that's coming up. Mom answers, and she says, I don't know how to get Dad to convert on this. He's worried that chess is wussifying my son. I said, I'm going to call back, and you don't answer. Get him to answer the phone. You know, like pretend you're in the bathroom or something. Just get him to pick the answer up. And so he answers it, and I literally lay into him like, you should have seen your son at the last tournament. He was such a stud. My son? It's like, oh, yes, he led the team. He won all four of his games. He was so awesome.
Good for you.
And if he could just get another opportunity, and it just melted this father down to the point where he didn't suddenly take his son to tournaments, but he came actually to his wife and said, well, if you want to take him, I guess I'm not going to stand in your way. I mean, at least I got him to back that far. And, you know, what kind of a sales job was that? That was recognizing exactly what we were just talking about in his son, despite the fact, maybe his eyelashes were a little longer than the typical boy. You know, maybe he had curly hair that, you know, if it was allowed to grow too long, you might have to double check to make sure it was a boy. Because at that age, we're talking, fourth grade? You know, things are still growing around here. And so, give him a chance. I knew him, especially since I understood, you know, the handwriting analysis, the Myers-Briggs, all that other kind of stuff. I had him down to a T.
Right.
And, on the inside, he's an artist and a champion. And had to let that come out of him. And I will do that for any child. Instead of fourth graders now, I can do that for kindergartners, although I don't have any kindergartners, I don't think, out of my current 100, because I'm only teaching the one day. But I've got an incredible number of six-year-old girls, and all of them are vicious. All of them have the competitive spirit you would want in a man, except for they've got it in their girl. And they are in MMA. They are in, they are probably going to be the student leaders of tomorrow.
Okay.
And they will whisper in my ear, I'm going to destroy my opponent next week. You just show me how to do it. And I'm going
Irish,
like,
thank you, man. We don't want to get off on an educational dissertation here too deeply. We're now doing a thesis, but you are very intelligent, my friend. I want to thank you for calling the Bachelor Show tonight, the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah. Folks, our tech wizard, Irish Pirate. We'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, sir.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Irish is a wealth of information, but you know me. I am the incorrigible host. I'm guilty as charged. I'm always wanting to mix it up and move around. And I give everybody their time in the sun as I would have it no other way. We've got some more callers here. We'll get to the Gladiator next. I want to give everybody some air time. Guys, when you're telling me some stories and whatnot, make them cool. Make them topical, put them on here, and we will have a wonderful time, as always, on the show. But is your lady out there cool? Or are you out there stranded on the highway of life? Did the female bunch just pass you? Did they pass you by? Are you in their rear view mirror or not?
The female bunch.
They live free.
Taking what they want.
They come from all walks of life.
You're hurting me, Marty.
They swore never again to let a man hurt them. The female bunch.
They tease men. They torture them. They love them. We don't give a damn about society's rules. We have our own laws here. Break one of their laws, you won't live to regret it.
Russ Tamblyn, Lon Chaney Jr., Jennifer Bishop in the female bunch.
They're coming soon.
Or maybe it was that 1960s biker flick, The Wild Angels.
They're wild and no angels. Their very name spreads terror. Their credo is violence. Their god, hate. And they call themselves the Wild Angels. These are today's real rebels, with a chip on their shoulder, a monkey on their back, and a hate for the world in their guts. Blue, leader of a wolf pack on wheels. Mike, too much in love to care what she does or with whom. Joint, the fuzz hater. Show him a badge and he sees red. Bull, swinging a cycle chain and lusting for action. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels, in Panavision and color, with members of the Venice chapter of The Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels is the most terrifying film of our time.
God, what a great promo. The guy is swinging a cycle chain, lusting for action. Love that. Love the writing on that stuff. Well, we're going to get to a few calls here in a minute, but you know, sometimes you're in a diner or a restaurant and you're having some good food there with your lady friend. And there used to be a band in the 1980s called The Waitresses. Well, let's just say they know what boys like.
Feel bad now. I will let you. Sorry, I
Ah, I love that song. Good, good times. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Remember that movie? Fantastic movie. By the way, when I was watching the State of the Union or the State of the Union message tonight by our senile dementia president, Joe Biden, installed president, it is true that Nancy Pelosi did look frickin' hammered up there, and Kamala Harris looked drunk too. A couple of drunk wenches sitting behind the press, clapping like seals at all of his stupid remarks. Unbelievable. But we're like that movie Idiocracy or 1984. That's where America is right now. With that, let's talk about the Bachelor's World, the war on men, the war on the Bachelor worldwide. The Plot to Overtake the World by Dr. Evil Senchman. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator from his compound in North Phoenix. Paul, how's it going tonight? What are your thoughts, sir, about the show and life?
Oh, yeah, man.
You're lying.
You mentioned it. You said it. You know, there should always be a triumvirate of men running the government, right?
Yes.
And tonight, you know, like when we were young bachelors, it was Ronald Reagan, then George Bush behind him, and then Newt Gingrich on the other side behind him. I mean, we had strong guys, Bob Dole. I mean, we had men of men. Now we've got a drunk woman, Nancy Pelosi, licking her lips. And these young bachelors, you know, they're going to her behind the president, who is, you know, basically a body double. And I did a lot of research on the photos. I'm going to send you some photos so you can look at them. And
cool.
And then Nancy kept looking and saying things to Kamala. I don't think Kamala was drunk, because Kamala kept rolling her eyes at Nancy every time Nancy was leaning over trying to talk to her. I feel for young bachelors in America because they don't have any strong role models in leadership right now. You know?
Right.
This is something I'm so glad we grew up as bachelors, young bachelors, in a different era, because I really feel for those guys, you know?
Me too.
Hey, I was listening to your promo. Chip on my shoulder and monkey on my back. That's hilarious. About the the bike gang. Because my football coaches always say, you play like you have a chip on your shoulder and you run around like you have a monkey on your back.
right. Love it, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, these young bachelors, man, they've got a big road to hoe. I mean, you know, when we were bachelors, when we were young, if anybody started any crap, I mean, they were just taken out by our leadership. Right.
That's
now,
right.
You know, these young bachelors, they have to look at a president who's too weak to say, we're going to be the heroes of the day. And look, maybe we don't need to be the hero of the day. What, you know, right now you've got these former Ukrainian residents who are still holding passports, Ukrainian passports. They're all getting on planes and they're going to Ukraine to fight. They're leaving America, South America, Canada, Greece, Italy, and they're flying back to Ukraine. They're flying into Poland. They're walking over, and they're saying, we will come back to our country and fight for it. And young bachelors in America should take heed of this moment, right? I mean, it's going to be – you will never see that happen again in your lifetime. So any young bachelors who are in college or after college in their 20s, you'll never see that again. And, you know, I'm just hoping in their time that they can see that there might be a country like Poland who will say, forget NATO. we will just, as a sovereign country, we don't want Ukraine taken over, because then Russia's right next to us again on our border. We'll show up. We're going to leave. We're going to not leave NATO, but we're not going to act as a NATO country. We're acting as a sovereign country. Our Navy, our Army, and our Air Force are at your beck and call. Ukraine will help fight. And then literally push Russia away. But I feel for these young bachelors, man. They're watching a world crumble right in front of their eyes. And
they are.
The only people with a backbone are the young Ukrainians, who should be out partying, not trying to save their country, you know, on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, right? I mean,
well, we're going to talk a bit more about that on Thursday and the extension of it. And you're right. You're spot on, man. I mean, these guys should be out there partying, having a good time with their girlfriends. They're having to pick up AK-47s and fight against. Now, politics is part of the bachelor life, and we're happy to talk about it in the sense that, you know, it affects the guys, right? And most soldiers are bachelors. A lot of those guys are bachelors. They are left their girlfriends in Poland or at the border. They grab their machine gun, and sometimes as a man, as a real man, this is kind of a man show as well, you've got to grab a gun and go. And do your bit for your country. And it is what it is, right? Crazy, man.
Right. I mean, you know, and young bachelors in America, you should feel very glad you're born in a free country. And if you don't grab a girl on Friday and Saturday night and go have fun with her, then shame on you for letting that opportunity get away here in America. Damn it. You know?
That's right. Exactly. I mean, guys, you act like some Paul just nailed it. Some of you guys act like you're in Soviet Russia or you're in one of the satellite countries. I mean, yeah, we know things are restrictive here in science. We had our PC movement, which is a bunch of BS. We had our feminist movement. We had all that crap come down. Now it's the woke movement. Right. Now it's cancel culture. All they do, they recycle the same crap over and over again. They call it a different name. So next year they'll call it something different. Basically, it's to constrain men, put you in a box, label you, rapid package ship it, and then they give you the bird, and they say, screw you, American bachelor. Your guys, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to break out of the box, break out of the mold, crush it, get out of it, scrap it, kick it to the curb, and live your dreams. And don't let these bitches or turkeys bring you down, whether it's men or women, whoever. If you see oppression in your life, they're trying to hold you down or trying to repress you, tell them where to go, do your own thing, and be successful in your own eyes. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, take the lesson. If you're, you know, if you're a young bachelor and you're watching what's going on in the world in Europe right now, and you had an idea to start a business, and you're not responsible for any wife or children, you know, then just flip and go for it. You know, throw caution to the wind, throw your money at your problem, and go work your ass off and go make yourself a capitalistic venture fortune, and don't complain if you don't go try it and do it. I mean,
that's right.
We're in America. Joe Biden can't stop you from at least doing that. He can't knock in.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi can't knock on your door and tell you don't go build your business tomorrow. Because if you don't go build it now, guess what? 2 years from now, they're going to knock on your door and stop you from building one. So you might as well build it now, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's always easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission, Paul. Wouldn't you agree?
Always. Yeah. You and I talk about that all the time. That's been my motto for many years. Just do it. If you only have to ask for forgiveness, remember, if you get caught.
Right.
So if you don't get caught, you never have to ask for forgiveness. So just do it anyways. You know,
exactly.
And unfortunately, in this time, young men are not taught that by either their parents or their mentors nowadays. Nobody's got balls of steel anymore. You know, I mean, it's funny because, you know, I look back at what we did
more than enough.
You know, in the 80s and 90s, I mean, I would just walk into large medical buildings, right, go up the 10th floor back east in the northeast New England area, and just walk into these medical offices with a hand truck full of frozen shrimp, lobster tails, and steaks, and filet mignons, and bacon-wrapped filets, and I'd be like, I got the Omaha steak delivery for the doctor. And they'd be like, what? I'm like, yeah, the doctor does orders of the Omaha steaks. Is he in? Well, he's with a patient. Well, I got his order over here, and I got extra boxes. You ladies like steak, filet mignon, and shrimp, and lobster tails? Yeah. Well, I'll divide all these up. I got the dry ice in the boxes, and I got some garbage bags. I'll make freezers. What do y'all want? Boom, boom, boom. Here's what I got. Oh, those are beautiful.
Love
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to add them all up? Great. Then I sell them those, and they still have like three or four boxes underneath. And the doctor comes out, and all the women go, Doc, your Omaha Steaks order is here. Omaha Steaks? Yeah, I have it here on this paper, delivery for Dr. Smith. You got a box of New York strips, ribeyes, filet mignons, and a box of lobster tails. Where do you want them? I ordered those? I'm like, I don't know if you ordered them or the office, but I got a delivery. I already handled all your medical assistants here. They got their stuff. Yours only comes to $299. And you can write a
company. What a deal.
You can write a business check. You wanted to write the business
what
check
a deal.
Out? That's fine. I'll give you a receipt. Write it. I'll write office supplies for you. And all the women be like, they're great, Doc. They're awesome. They're beautiful. We bought ours. Okay, yeah, write them a check for $299. Done. That's balls, right? I mean, that's like, no, that's my But these kids nowadays, they can't even imagine that. Forget doing it, right? They couldn't.
Right.
They wouldn't double park in front of the medical building and dare to get a ticket just to go do that. They'd be afraid
That's
to
right.
get a $10 ticket to go up and down the medical building and hit every single office because all I did was I stopped at the directory and I wrote all those orders out from the directory in front of the elevator and then one trip at a time to each office. Now, I may have gotten kicked out of two or three of them, but the other 15, 16 let me in and sold all of them.
Right.
So
love it.
Nowadays,
the guys
nowadays,
today, Paul, would say, we don't want to get in trouble, Uncle Polly. We don't want to get in trouble.
That's right.
You know, they would say that the millennials. Screw that. Yep. Just do it. Balls of the wall. Just
Balls
make it happen, kid. Make it happen.
How about this one? You'll love this one. Stafford Springs, Connecticut. I drive right to the police barracks, the state police barracks, because they don't have town police. The state police run the town. I go to the barracks. I knock on the door in the back, and I'm like, hey, I'm with this company. XYZ, I delivered to some of your, you know, residents here, but I want to take care of you guys. And this way, you know I'm going to be in multiple driveways. I'm only making my deliveries, but I want you to know who I am. So I've got all this. Boom. And they go, oh, geez. I'm like, look, you don't have to buy a whole box. I'll divide it by all you guys. I can take credit cards, cash, checks. I don't care. I trust you guys. And then, like, I'd say, look, I'll come back. I'm coming back later tonight if you want to go get the cash. I'm just going to pack it up and store it here. Obviously, I trust you guys. You guys are state police. And I would just go sell the town. They'd see me in every driveway. I'd wave. They'd beep when they drive by. I'd wave at them. and all the people would be like, you know the cops? I'm like, oh, yeah, I deliver to them too.
Nice,
and then I'd show up.
Nice.
I'd show up later and, like, collect the cash if they wanted to go home and get cash or bring it home and bring
sure.
back the check. But I'd pick up the checks on my way out of town from the cop station, from the state trooper station.
Yes.
I never
That's
that
how it's done,
thing.
Kids.
That's how it's done,
Love
guys.
It, man. That's how it's done.
It, right?
Just get
I'm
out
like,
there,
listen.
Hit the street, kid. Hit the street.
Go and hustle.
And the streets. There is a difference.
Yeah. Go hustle something and go learn how to create business in a manner that makes sense. Like, I wasn't like walking around like a criminal, like looking over my shoulder. I went right to the police barracks. This is
That's
who
right.
I am. This is what I do. Here's what I'm going to do for you guys. I'm going to take care of you guys. You don't have to pay me now. I trust you. We'll write it down. I owe you here. He owes me. I got the note too. You know, don't worry about it. And then they'd beep at me all the time. I mean, years and years and years of that would go by. Unbelievable.
Right.
And now, you know, you
owned it. These young guys don't own it. When you do something, mean it. Say what you mean and mean what you say and own it. And don't have that self-deprecating crap 24/7. It's okay once in a while, but not 24/7. Okay, they've been taught too much to subvert themselves. We're trying to bring you up, not bring you down. As Jesse Jackson said in the 1980s, as they drink my kamikaze shots here, he says, up with hope, down with dope. And that is dope.
You're drinking kamikaze. I'm drinking old smoky hunch punch and some Kool-Aid, dude.
Nice. Well, the Dino Bar is always open, as you know. We both have fully stocked bars, and that's very mucho, mucho importante, as the Mexicans say. Paul,
right.
awesome call, brother. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, bro. All right.
Bachelor in America. Your final thoughts. 1 minute.
You know what? I've been married for 1 year out of my life, and that was it. And I've been a bachelor for 54 years out of my 55. I'll tell you, the only reason why I look like I'm 40 and I'm built like I'm 40 and I act like I'm 40 is because I've been a bachelor for 54 of my 55 years. Guys?
Yes.
Take that lesson, young men. Be a bachelor. You know, don't sit on the sofa eating big dinners and letting the fat cells build up on you, because that's what marriage is going to do to you. You want to have an arrangement with a woman to have kids together, that's great. But you know what? Look, don't get married. They'll destroy you financially, emotionally, physically. I mean, they're great to hang out with, but not to sit next to. I mean, that's a lesson that I, you know, ended up, you know, teaching myself. They're great to hang out with, not so much to sit next to for your whole life. And that's the way bachelor life is that way. And you end up with cash in the bank, cash in your pocket, cash in a safety deposit box, just in case you got to go somewhere quickly.
That's so right, like leave the country. The you never know.
You never know, man. You never know.
Look, the things I talk about happen in reality. I am Mr. Reality. They had to leave the country quickly. You think that's cheap? No. I was watching the news today. These guys had to pull out some money out of a sock in a drawer, and they had to zip over to the Polish border to get away from the Soviet, the Red Beast armies. And it costs money. It's not cheap. No one's going to fly you or take you by train for free. Nothing's for free in this world.
And
except
remember,
the air you breathe. They're trying to tax that, you know?
There's going to be a line at the ATM. There's going to be a line at the cash counter. But you know what? Do you know the way to walk right into a bank and right out with stacks of high society? Is you have a safety deposit key, and you walk up to the manager and say, here's my key. Can you let me back there? You bring your key. I want my box. I'm not waiting in line to get cash. I just want my safety deposit box. And you can go in and out of the bank. You don't wait in line.
Love that, young man. Paul, awesome call, man. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a great night.
All right, man. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's the Gladiator folks from his North Philly compound. We're going to get to a female caller here next. I believe it's Cacao Kelly. But first, we're going to play this, and then we'll get to her call. The mystery lady on the show.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
You damn right we're going to have a party. And with that, let's get to a caller here. I believe this is Cacao Kelly. Am I correct?
You are
Hello.
Correct. This is Cacao Kelly.
I thought that was your number, young woman. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great and wonderful. And so
good to hear your voice.
I'm still not in that description of women and that you gave earlier tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you know what? It was pretty funny, I thought.
And I just have to let you know that I am not after money, okay? I create my own money.
Smart woman.
I don't need anybody
Smart
else's
woman.
Money. So,
Smart woman.
And, you know, because I have gone out with guys who it's like, oh, well, I have enough money in my 401k to, you know, take us
right.
wherever we want to go. It's like,
those
blowhards,
guys. Yeah, they're blowhards. Let me tell you a little secret that my mother told me. It's very true. And she said her girlfriends back in the 50s who were all after money, right? They used to call it dating for dinner and blah, blah, blah. They even wrote a book about it, and they even did a movie about it. The ones that were possessed by money, like demons, ended up with no money. And the girls that pursued the men they liked, and they were, you know, more normal, they ended up having lots of money, because life's like that. Sometimes the things that you pursue to the nth degree, you don't get. Again, I call it the cosmic joke. God or the Lord of the universe will say, screw you. You know, you don't get this because you want it too much, right? And then sometimes if you are with a man because you love him, because you enjoy being with him, you enjoy his company, yada, yada, then you end up inheriting the mansion. That's typically how, and then she dates the pool boy. That's typically how it happens. So it's the opposite.
The pool boy.
Right?
well, thank my lucky stars that Irish Pirate doesn't have a pool, huh? Well, wow.
There is hope. First of all, you can always build one. Or the landscaper boy, what have you. I just made that up. Yeah, so I'm a quick thinker, Cacao Kelly. I think fast on my feet. I don't even use a script. I mean, half the stuff I memorize, and I just start talking when the light comes on. And I have some ideas. I jot down a few notes, then I just start rolling with it, right? So
right.
All impromptu,
yeah.
For the most part, which is more fun to me. And people always ask me, is this show pre-taped, bro? Hey, bro. I go, hey, bro, shut up. No, it's never pre-taped. It's always live. I would never do a pre-taped radio show. That's for losers. Seriously. And I'm an alpha male on the radio, so we're going
to
have a good time.
Yeah, well, I do have to say something. I mean, because if you're going out there and looking for a woman, the first attribute you should actually be looking at is not anything you can see. It's her spirit. It's what's inside of her that's going to make her, you know, blossom and glow. And, you know, it's not the looks. It's not what kind of job she has. I mean, what, you guys want to go out with a resume or something? For Pete's sakes.
I agree with you.
She makes her, you know, a six-figure income. So what? Can you converse with her? Can you, play games with her, card games, video games? I mean, do you have any of the same interests? I mean, that's the most important thing. She's got spirits, and you can talk and laugh and do things together. Then you have the person you're supposed to be with.
I like that. So, I like that. That's very,
yeah,
true. I would definitely agree with that, because I've seen women like that before. Look, I've even told guys, you know how a lot of guys have that big bravado, right? Well, I only date 10s, whatever. I only date 9.8s, yeah, since I was a toddler. Whatever.
Well,
maybe it's
is.
True, maybe it's not.
Yeah,
I don't really care about that. But what my point is, Cal Kelly, is I always liked the girls that were like 6s, 7s, and 8s, because to me they were lower maintenance, more fun, more spiritual. Like, they had a better spirit about them. They were more effervescent. They were more vivacious. The girls to me that are 9.5s and 10s, think about it. If they look that good, like a photo shoot, they're all into themselves, and they're not into you, the man, guys. She's into herself. If one eyelash is out of place, she'll freak out. You want the girl, it's kind of like the girl next door, right? The sexy girl next door or down the street. They're always a hell of a lot more fun. They have a better spirit, what you're talking about, and that's what I dig. You know, I never went for the girls that looked like they were plastic dolls, or some girl that walked out of a glossy magazine that, where she just was like so high maintenance, it was Hugh Hefner couldn't afford her, put it that way. But they're out there.
Oh, wow.
They're out there.
You know.
Guys pursue that. It's crazy. I go, it's not about, guys, find nice girls that you want to hang out with, like what you're saying. There's a lot of cute girls, very sexy women that, it's not sexy if a girl is constantly primping, constantly looking in the mirror, constantly answering her cell phone in front of me at dinner. It's old. That gets old real fast. That is not cool. That is not fun or sexy. And she's a bore. And I've had guys go, dude, she was into you, dude. I go, yeah, but I'm not into her. So you can have her. Von Lee Hunt, here bequeath her to you, my manly friend, on a silver platter. She's all yours to have fun and frolic with as you wish. Literally. And they go, really? I go, really? Now go for it. Go get her. Go get her, champion.
Oh, boy.
True, I told guys that before.
I can tell you that the most conservative women, they could be homely looking. I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but the conservative women, have the little angel and then the little devil on each shoulder, you know, so you don't
know
if she's going to be the saint or if she's going to be, you know, that sexual deviant that you're looking for.
Right.
So, I mean, if
that's
you're
true.
Not dating the whole spectrum, though, you're not going to find the person, that you need to be with.
Right.
Yeah, it's
true.
Spectrum dating.
Ooh,
so,
that's
but,
a
you know,
new that's my new chapter. You just gave it to me. Full spectrum dating. I'm gonna jot that down. That's a good one. Guys, be sure to have full spectrum dating out there in Radio Land. And enjoy yourselves like the king that you are. God, that's hilarious. Love that stuff.
That's great.
What more
that's
pearls of wisdom
great.
Do you have for us tonight, Cacao Kelly? Do tell. We're all ears.
Well, You better be quiet, Irish Pirate over there. Because he said
Irish is having some fun over there, huh?
It's full spectrum until she says she should stop you.
He says it's full spectrum dating until she says she's from Scottsdale.
Irish, good one. Touche, Sarah. Touche.
Scottsdale. I used to live in Scottsdale.
I like Scottsdale. Actually, that was my second home for many, many years. I dated a girlfriend over there for about 7 years, and we had a great time. But yeah, she was a Scottsdale blonde, and I just lived over there for 3 or 4 day weekends. And I got to know Scottsdale really well. We'd dine out in Scottsdale, get breakfast in Scottsdale. I'd bring my dog over. We'd hang out in her pool. Good times, baby. Good times.
Did she wear a red smoking jacket?
I think she did. Yeah, she had one of those.
Did
yep, she?
Yep,
she had
did
one
you,
of those.
So did you wear yours
yep.
together, you know, matchy-matchy?
Yeah, we did have his and her robes to walk around the house in, yeah. And they were the kind of robes that I have some of those now. Where you can wear them in the house and go to a restaurant and you still look great. You know, like during the Arizona winter or fall, you can put your robe on. That was quite fashionable back then. You would go to a Scottsdale restaurant with your robe on, your robe and
oh
slippers.
Oh, my gosh.
Very
and
casual,
slippers.
Honey. Yeah, and
wow.
slippers.
Wow, that's a little too cash.
I know. That's super cash.
Well, the dating gem of the night is... You got to go out and get her. I mean, don't sit on your hind end and or just dream about her and everything. You just got to go out and get them. I mean, if you absolutely want a woman, then you got to go get her. That's all there is to it. So.
I like that.
I mean, Irish Pirate went out and got me.
He did. And don't forget, folks, we have a chat room, a lively chat room on every show on Blog Talk Radio. Go to the chat room if you want to chime in with some clever comments or something, you know? Yeah, Irish Pirate went out and got you. Irish Pirate hit the street after a very hard chess match, and he found you, hit you over the head, and brought you home, caveman style.
Oh, no.
That's
he
my
didn't
theory.
You need to hit me over the head. No.
Oh, good.
No.
Even better.
We met at a grocery store at the discount aisle.
Even better. Gotta love the discount aisle, baby.
Smack. We gave each
love
other
it.
Some smack for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
We exchanged phone numbers. And
good.
Then I ended up calling him and coming over. And, hey, the rest is history, really.
The rest is history, baby. The plot thickens. I love it. I love it. Cool,
oh, yeah,
baby.
Absolutely.
So what is the Kikau Kelly's advice? What's your advice to the young men of America who are in dire need of listening and hearing it from the mouth of a woman? What are your words of wisdom? What should they do, Kikau Kelly?
Well,
what shall they do?
They need to be patient. So,
right.
They really do.
That's tough at that age. It's tough, baby.
I mean, in a valley of 5 million people, really, you can't find a woman? Oh, my gosh, really?
Well.
That is just so unbelievable to me, you know?
Isn't it?
That
it
you
does
can't
happen
find a
to,
woman in
it
5
does,
million people in the valley.
It does happen to people, male and female. They've been on websites. They've been on phone chats. They go through a ton of people and numbers. They just never clicked with somebody. And it does happen to some people. But that's why they need to buy my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, and call the show and listen to the Bachelor's Galaxy show, our great radio show, once a month, first Tuesday of every month. That's why they got to come around and tell us their story. You and I and others can help them. We can help them out. That's our job.
And stay off of those supposed dating sites. Those are just brothels on the internet. Oh, my gosh. Unless that's all you want.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sex.
Well, nothing wrong with a brothel. Brothels built America. Let's not forget that. Brothels were kept the country going after the revolution.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we are today. And then they had a revolution of their own. Then they weren't satisfied. They had the sexual revolution of the 1960s. And today it continues in 2022. And here we are. And that spawned the show eventually. And here I am.
Well,
so, that's why we're here.
I consider myself a feminist. I do not consider myself to be a feminist.
You're not.
You're not.
I know you're not.
I'm an equalitarian.
You're an equalitarian, and I am an equal opportunity offender. So, therefore, we are a good match on the radio.
Okay. Well, I will be sitting
and Irish Pirate
dinner,
is your soulmate. Right, Irish is your soulmate, and my God, what a powerful dynamic. You and him are a power couple in the North Valley. The power couple. I used to love that phrase.
We definitely are that power couple.
People would like me, my ex-girlfriend. You guys are a power couple when you walk in the restaurant. Love that. You ain't seen nothing yet. I do have Marvel magical powers, action figure powers. But, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight, as always. And hearing your great laugh and your, some little tidbits of information there. I love it.
Yes. Take it to heart. So.
I will. Because I know you're an empathy or an empath. And you know these things.
I do. I do know these
Correctamundo.
Things.
Correctamundo. Yes. Oh. Hikau Kelly, it's a pleasure. And from my spirit to yours, I wish you the best and the biggest happiness. And we will talk again, my dear, very soon.
We certainly will. Thank you, Von Wehunt. Thank you.
Have a great night. Thanks a lot.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Always a pleasure talking to you there. And, it's always good talking to Kakao Kelly and her beau, Irish Pirate. We'll get you a few more calls here. And but first, the women need you guys, and they're out there, and they need you. So go out there and get them from the honeybees.
A trio with a really, really big future. The girls with the new sound, and here they are, the honeybees.
A prisoner needs a cell, like a ding dong needs a bell. You need us. You need me. You need me. Like a picture needs a star, like a golfer needs a car, like a teenager. Queen needs a king.
love that. That's from the Honeybees. So, gentlemen, pirates and rat pack bastards worldwide, as we tell you on every show, put your best red velvet smoking jacket on. Light up your favorite cigar or pipe with your vintage and cool lighter. Get the cufflinks ready. Wear your favorite leather loafers on every show and slick back that hair. Retro Goodfellas style with your manly numero uno cologne. Each on each show, we will delve into the Bachelor universe. We will explore our minds in the galactic cosmos with wild abandon. We will talk about my book and some chapters, play some promos, some good music, and have a good time all the time is our motto. Remember that in college we had a motto called In Good Times We Trust. Always in God we trust, of course. But in good times we also trust. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. Now, I'm sure that some of you guys have, well, the girl next door back in the day, she might have been, well, we used to call the hot chick back then a cherry bomb. We'll hear this, and then we'll get to Brett the Surfer, I promise you. I knew a few cherry bombs back in the day. How about you, America? And with that, let's get to Brett the Surfer surfing off the coast of Ukraine in the Black Sea tonight, along with the Russian Navy.
Yeah.
Brett, are you there?
Yeah.
In your surfboard.
How you doing?
How are you doing, comrade Brett?
How you doing, man? Yeah. I'm doing great,
yeah.
Man. Cherry bomb, huh?
Yeah. Love those cherry bombs, baby.
Evening, man. Yeah, you got a little.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. I've got a few cherry bombs lined up for this week, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, we're going to, these are exciting times, you know, especially for.
God, no
for
doubt.
For everyone, man. Everyone
well,
in this
used to
world.
You be a bachelor, a rogue bachelor back in the day, but now you're a happily married man. And so you're a success story for young guys that find that special someone, which is good.
Of course.
But
yeah.
What's on your mind, man? What's going on? Talk to us.
Enjoying life, man, and putting my best foot forward, man. And you know, just like the good men and the good people of Ukraine fighting against this situation, you know. And I think that everybody has to fight for the good, you know, and in life and whatever that good is, and do the best that you can. And, you know, whatever you're striving for, man, if you're going to live that single life and, you know, and like you've talked about on other shows, the single men are needed over there, and they're going back to fight, you know. And even the married men are going back. And, yeah, it really is. It really is an admirable thing, and something their leader there, you know, just it's really amazing. But we need strong men. We need strong men, whether you're and if you're a single man, and it's just we're just in trying times, you know, today. And I think that if you are a bachelor man, if you're striving to get married, you know, if that's what you want to do, you know, and it's a wonderful thing, you know, and have kids, and you know, more power to you. And if your thing is not to, that's, you know, to each his own. But, you know, and like you said, I chose the other path, you know. But a lot of good men have not gotten married. You know, we just need strong men, period.
Right. Now, Brett, hold that thought. What my book premise is that based on the toxic dating in America, my book, The Bachelor's Guide, the premise of my book is that men are bachelors for more adult years in today's statistics than they are married. Now, back in the day, you know, guys just stay married for 20, 30, 40 years, right? That's not as common today. So my book, I tell guys, if you find someone really cool, a special woman like you did, by all means, get married. Knock the ball out of the park, marry her, and live happily ever after. That's cool. But also say, if you're not sure that she's the one for you, if you see the red flags, my book is more about that runway, if you will. Tell guys, be very careful, because it can be a very expensive mistake and cost you thousands of dollars. Now, we're not walking around with every guy's last name being Trump. We don't have billions of dollars, right, to throw at these kind of problems.
Yeah.
So if you're a working stiff in your town, divorce can be very, very costly. If you get the wrong girl, the wrong attorney, the wrong set of circumstances, I've heard of divorces holding guys back financially for 5 or 10 or 15 years, you know, in payments or alimony or child support. So be very careful about this legal contract. If you find the right girl like Brett did, guys, but if you don't, if you got too many reservations, and don't do it. Don't make those expensive mistakes. Only do it as a man when the man decides when you're going to get married. Women, remember guys, I'll tell you a little secret. My dad said women decide normally when you're going to have sex the first time. But men decide when she's going to get married for the first time. Don't forget that.
Yeah,
women have the power of sex. Men have the power of marriage. And men don't understand that power. We have the power of marriage. We're the ones that propose. We're the ones that buy the ring. That's a power that women crave. They can't do it on their own. They need a man to do it. So keep that in mind as you go down this dating path, boys.
It's
two-way street,
you know?
Well, it's true. Isn't it true?
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, and you want to marry the right person, you know. You want to be with the right person. And, you know, and sometimes people have to do it twice, you know, maybe three times. But,
sure. Absolutely.
If you are a person that maybe you're just going to remain single, maybe you come from a big family and you're going to help out your brothers and they have kids. And that's kind of my situation. I have a brother who's decided to, he's living the bachelor life, but he is a help to the rest of the family, you know, babysitting, you know, taking the kids out, you know, just, you know, you still be a benefit to society, you know, and to your country.
Right.
And you think about the warriors out there that are truly trying to defend their country, and It's quite, it's really amazing, you know. And unfortunately, you know, I wouldn't like to go through what happened in World War II, but, you know, we can only use precedent from World War II for the situation now. And there were a lot of bachelors that were very strong men at that time as well.
Right. Now, I got in our chat room, I got a great question from Matt, the Scottish Guard, who said, how do I hear these overtime segments? And I mentioned this before on the show. It's worth repeating that for guys that are out there listening on your phone or your computer, lots of times we go into overtime. The way the show is set up, we get 2 hours on my contract with Blog Talk. After 2 hours, it cuts the live feed that goes around the world and nationwide. So, and like on many shows, we go over 20, 30, or even 40 minutes at times. And so what you want to do is go back to Blog Talk, click on the Von Wehen Show, and go to archives or episodes, and you'd click on the show. Like I think last week's show was 2 hours in almost 30 minutes. So that extra 30 minutes you want to listen to is on there. You would click on those episodes, and then you would move the cursor to like 2 hours, and you can just hear the last 30 minutes that you missed. So I'll put that out there again on Thursday. That's always good and worth knowing. But Brett, man, what else is going on? Good. Thanks for calling the show tonight. Always appreciate you, man.
trying to take every day in, man. And the weather here, as you know, is just beautiful. And I'm going to head down to Sea Cortez probably here pretty soon, you know, to kind of forget about things for a while. But, you know, I just living my life to the fullest. That's what I'm doing, man.
Brett, that's the way to roll, man. And I admire that. That's what I do too, man. You live your life to the fullest. You live it to the max, right? And that means different things to different men. Different men have a different version of it. For some men, it's climbing the mountain. For some men, it's going to the beach. For some men, it's racing with the race cars or the ponies or whatever you're into, man, or golf or whatever. You know, hiking, prepping, whatever, skiing, whatever. But you pursue your passions, man. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great life. Pursue your passions and your dreams. You know, that's what I say.
Yeah, that's so true. That's what you have to do, man. And you know, that's what I hope the listeners of your show are doing. And you know. And be careful out there, man. That's my advice. And you know, if you're looking for someone, you know, they're out there. And if you're just gonna live a life, live a good, solid life, you know, and add to society, you know, instead of trying to tear it down where so many people are, and with the politicians and what's going on in this country, you know, worldwide, you know, and we always have to fight for freedom, and you know. That's the best way to live, you know, true to yourself, right?
Yeah. And I'll boil it down for you. What Brett's saying, guys, is don't be a Vladimir Putin and tear down your community and your neighbor's country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Brett. It's
demonic.
Have a great night, man. Exactly.
All right, Vaughn. Thank you, brother. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Have a great night.
All right, man.
It's awesome. We had Brett on the show here. And, guys, think of this great show as your infamous and rogue Playboy Mansion on the airwaves, where it's always cocktail hour, where there are always lots of women and variety to keep the bachelor's focus and game on, where the bar is always open, where you can have a good smoke and a good broad. We will party like the Rat Pack Las Vegas style and live large. In the words of James Bond in the Spy World, you will have pussy galore, and that's your choosing young Jedi Bachelor Knight. Be the man you were destined to be. Whether you stay a bachelor or someday get married and have wonderful children, remember, you always do it on your terms, on your manly terms. And there is no substitute for victory, my friend, and no real excuse for not being there or for failure, my friends. I welcome you each month again to the Bachelor's Den. Signing off from my mountain stronghold, I love you all. God bless. Stay safe. And God save the Bachelor King. Because the future is so bright, I gotta wear shades.